So this group that started by Republican strategist Mark McKinnon, Democratic fundraiser Nancy Jacobson, and the former U.S. Comptroller David Walker, and it's been running for a couple of years now. It more kind of gained steam kind of during the election in many ways. They've been really pushing, and then their entire aim of the group is to try to get Republicans and Democrats together around a table, that to try to make sure that people aren't just going to their talking points, but making actual discussions together to try to solve problems. There's similar efforts like the Bipartisan Policy Center and a few others that have happened, in history too. But this is kind of the new fresh effort. And Huntsman said on a conference call that he was going to become their a chairman of the group, co-chairman of this Washington nonprofit. Which is kind of interesting because it does really kind of dovetail with what Huntsman said when he ran for president. He was really not about throwing the red meat out like his Republican colleagues were who were running. And it really does kind of find a place for him because he is considered more of a moderate Republican in many ways, somebody who doesn't just see things black and white like some of his GOP brethren. And he actually said some interesting things on the conference call, too, about how the idea of Republicans and Democrats, just sticking to their guns on things, not being able to compromise, is a recipe for dysfunction. And that it shouldn't be about scoring points. It should be about finding solutions. So we'll see what this means in the end, because these groups have come and go before. But it is does seem to be kind of a perfect fit for John Huntsman.
Do you think this means absolutely no 2016 for Huntsman?
It's hard to read into things like this. I'm not sure if Huntsman wants to run again or not. It's a little premature, I guess, in many ways. But this definitely keeps his name out there in some way. And if there is a more moderate Republican Party come 2016, then, maybe he has a better shot.
So, Tommy, tax hikes could be coming to most Americans in January if Congress can't come to a compromise over an extension. What kind of impact could that have on Utahns?
So the White House actually broke that down for us today. And what the White House said, the President's Council and Economic Advisors did a state-by-state breakout. They wanted to try to make sure everyone knew exactly what kind of situation they would face. And what the White House said was, a median income Utah family would see their taxes go up $2,200 next year if Congress can't figure out a way to extend those tax cuts for the middle class. Obviously, the president's been pushing to keep the tax cuts for the middle class and raise them on the top 2%, the rich people, essentially. Republicans are holding tight that they're not going to raise taxes on anyone, and that's where the battle comes down. But what the White House is saying is that, number one, it's $2,200 for an average Utah family. And then beyond that, it could actually slow Utah's economy by 1.3%. Utah's economy is obviously better off than the national economy, but any kind of hit like that could drop consumer spending and in the end, hurts the GDP of the state by 1.3%.
On that same note, some Republican senators have distanced themselves from a pledge they made with Americans for Tax Reform's Grover Norquist against raising taxes. So how do Utah's members of Congress come down on that?
Well, they all like Grover, that's for sure. Grover Norquist has become this big celebrity this week in Washington because he's the guy that for 4 decades has asked any Republican running for office essentially to sign a pledge that they would never vote to raise taxes. And all 4 Republicans from Utah have signed that pledge. I talked to them all yesterday, and when I got to Senator Hatch, I asked him about it, and he pretty much gave the Grover a big bear hug and said he's one of the finest people in Washington. That all 4 of the Republicans from Utah said they do not plan to vote to raise taxes. The other 3 were not as big about it being Grover Norquist necessarily as much as it is to their duty to Utahns not to raise taxes. It's one of those things in Washington that it's hard to bend when you made a pledge coming into office that you're not going to raise taxes to actually do that means you broke a promise to people who elected you and you may not get elected again. Interestingly, the new incoming member of Congress, Chris Stewart from Utah, chatted with him yesterday on the Hill as well, and he did not sign the pledge with Grover Norquist, and he doesn't plan to sign any pledges, but he also doesn't plan to raise taxes. So there you have it.